Tuesday, March 22nd. for the record, I'm Representative Greg Smith, chair of this committee, the Subcommittee on Transportation and Economic Development. We have Susie Jordan, our legislative fiscal officer, with us, and we have Kat Bell, our subcommittee assistant. We're going to start off today with House Bill 5069, and we're going to be starting our prioritization of this agency. Why don't we have folks from the department come on up? And what I'm going to do is remind the committee of the process that we're going through. And that is, each of you should have received prioritization sheets. I think six of them for the Department of Transportation, big sheets. And what we're going to do is we're going to go through each of the line items as presented as priorities from the department, and then we're going to number them 1 through 5. 1 representing a high priority, 5 representing a very low priority, 3 representing kind of the middle ground of average, if you will. Now, the reason we went 1 through 5 was for those who have a difficult time deciding whether or not it's high or average, we wanted to give you somewhere in between. Those who didn't want to be so harsh as to say it's a low priority, but didn't feel it merited average, we wanted to give you that option as well. So that's the process we're going to go through. We're going to be recording these priorities, and then this will serve as our guideline as we move into phase two on how we want to prioritize this budget and all other budgets coming before us. So with that said, why don't you two gentlemen introduce yourselves for the record, and then we'll begin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Mike Marsh from the Department of Transportation.
Doug Tindall, Deputy Director, Department of Transportation. And we apologize, the director is at a American Association of State Highway and Transportation Officials Safety Conference. He chairs that committee and was unable to be here today.
Oh, well, that's all right. I think he left the department in competent hands. So, how do we want to proceed forward on this? Should we just start again with item number 1 and go down the list? My staff is bringing me my priority sheets as we go, and so I still have the last week's ones. I apologize for not being prepared on that, but we will start off. According to my list, we have highway construction projects, preliminary engineering as the first project. Why don't we start with Representative Avakian?
If it's of any help to you, Mr. Chair, I have that as a 1, but I have the entire first page as a 1.
Okay.
Just in case you find consensus on the committee, maybe the first page we move through more quickly.
I also have them at all as 1. Is there any divergence off of that on page 1?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Maybe you should ask the question a different way.
Okay.
Which is there any other higher priority than those reflected on the first page, highway construction, and all of the various components that go into it, construction, engineering, right away? My answer to that question would be no. But
okay. What we're going to do is kind of go one at a time through this, and then as we come across a line item that one of us could view as a higher priority than those listed previously, we're going to make note of that, and then we as a group will have that discussion. Part of the reason for that is just to have a systematic approach, considering we've got 2 hours to go through what really are 2 very large budgets. Page 1. We've got ones all the way across. Ones. Senator Morris.
I'm going to have to beg a little indulgence because I used the first format you sent out, not the second one.
Okay.
I'm on 2 pages, and the rest of you are going to be on I don't know how many pages. So, but yes, I'm a 1 on that first page, I'm sure.
Okay. Senator Berger.
I'm all 1s on page 1.
Okay. Let's move to page 2, starting with highway construction projects, transportation improvement, contractor payments.
I once again, Mr. Chair, am all ones with one exception. I could not remember, nor could I find, what maintenance risk management means, listed as number 19. Maybe we could
go ahead. Chair Smith, Representative Vakian, maintenance risk management is an amount of money that we pay to DASC risk management. It's an assessment from DASC. Oh. They're essentially our insurance company.
Okay. Well, I'm all ones for page two then.
Okay. Representative Richardson.
I have no diversion.
Okay. I have all ones as well. Senator Westland.
One.
Senator Johnson.
Let me just get caught up. It has finally happened. My head has slipped beneath the waves of paper.
Ted.
Mr. Chair, when you're saying all ones, do you mean all ones on page two?
Correct. Why don't? What that would be. That's my understanding, yes.
Okay. I'm all ones down to DMV on number 10.
Okay. Senator Morris.
I'm a 3 on the special programs. I'm 3 on highway maintenance, traffic services, intelligent transportation systems. And I need to know where you're cutting off or how part of it is.
Hey, we're working on all these different formats.
Okay. Do you want me to just go on down and give you all of mine on the first page, or you want to take them line by line?
Why don't we make sure we're all working off the same document really quick. Do we have any additional copies? We have one additional copy right here.
Give it to Senator Morris because I've got mine, but it's my old one filled out. This one is.
Oops, sorry about that. In the order of clearing up any potential issues, I'm going to digress just a tad bit here and go back to my understanding is highway bridge all the way through highway operation on page one are ones.
Well, I got one, but
okay, is there any disagreement on that? Okay. Now I'm on page two. I'm starting with highway construction projects, construction engineering, all the way down to, I'm just going to move to highway utility because I want to make sure we have good communication. And Representative Avakian had ones on those. Richardson had ones. I had ones. And so we'll start with Senator Westland, then we'll come back to Senator Carter on that.
Well, I'm definitely ones on the entire first page. If you, assuming I'm working off the same document, I would like to correct my earlier statement about being a one on all of page two.
Okay.
The number 27, motorcycle training, I'd put that as a 3.
Okay, we'll get to that. Highway operations, though, Senator... Yes.
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry. I am just completely lost.
Okay. Let's do this. Let's make sure, first of all, everyone's working off the same document.
Is this the document that came with the yellow instructions?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
You should have 6 pages.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. We have done page 1 of 6. On page 1 of 6... the group has said, thus far, they're all ones, which represent the highest priority.
Okay.
What we're going to start doing on page 2, in the interest of making sure the entire committee is on the same line, if you will, we're going to go one at a time. So now we are on highway construction projects, construction engineering. Okay. Highway construction projects, construction engineering. Representative Avakian.
One.
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 I'm a one.
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 Okay. We're on highway construction projects, contractor payments.
One.
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 Contractor payments are very important.
A one plus.
It's a one plus.
Senator Berger?
One.
Okay. We're now on special programs, highway management. This includes traffic operations centers, comment, and incident response.
What's
comment? Chair Smith, Senator Carter, comment is the acronym for, and I can't remember what it stands for, but it's the incident response people in Region 1, the guys who drive around with the arrow boards on top of their trucks and respond to incidents to direct traffic okay. around them.
I'm a one.
Okay. Representative Richardson is a one.
I'm a one.
Okay. Senator Johnson.
I had a question with respect to the traffic operations. Every morning when I watch the news, I see them all broadcasting from the Traffic Operations Center. Do you get any remuneration from them at all for the fact that they use your data, occupy your space?
Chair Smith, Senator Johnson, no, we don't. There's no provision in law that would allow us to collect for that. It's public information, so we give it to them. As far as actually occupying our space, though, there's a very small area for media in the Traffic Operations Center, so I'm not sure that they're actually in our building except for that very small area.
Well, Mr. Chair, it seems to me that in a time when we're looking for earned income opportunities, I understand that the public information is public information, but to accommodate them in your building, however small, seems to me to be a valuable service, and given that the TV stations are far from impecunious, it might be an opportunity for you to explore a revenue opportunity, at least cover your costs of housing them there.
Chair Smith, or Senator Johnson, yeah, I agree with you. We'll check that out, see if we've done anything in the past or if we have the opportunity to do something in the future.
Okay.
Do we have a definition of a word, madam?
Impecunious.
I understood the yeah part, but what's this?
Not lacking in financial resources. From the Latin, pecunia.
She can't spell
it. And that score is a?
One.
Sir. Senator Morris.
A three?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
One.
Okay. We're now on highway construction projects. Construction?
One.
Hustlin's a one.
One.
Johnson's a one.
One.
And I'm a one as well. Okay. We're now on statewide transportation improvement project, STIP development.
One.
We're now on commercial motor carrier safety.
One.
Double one.
Okay.
One.
I'm a one.
Driver safety, license permits, control, and sanctions.
One.
Something about sanctions.
Can you share with us sanctions?
Mr. Chair, Senator Carter, we're talking about the penalties that drivers receive when they violate the law, and there are... The license is revoked, and the actions and process that goes about with that.
Okay. I'm a one.
Well, I'm Senator Wesley. We had Joel.
Well, and just follow up, and ID cards. Sanction, I'm sure, just more serious driver crime type stuff, not Betsy running down the road yelling in. Impecunious with getting speeding tickets.
Yelling impecunious with the
impecunious.
With immunity. What do you make from those ID cards? You wait till you hear that.
But I'd like a little more on what the ID card is.
Mr. Chair and Senator Westland, the ID card situation is when we're allowing for a license, at the same time folks can come in and seek an ID card if they do not want to have the ability to drive, but they want identification. So we do charge for that. It is part of the same process, and we listed it here as the same priority because it does relate to other services that they need to get from society, whether it's a process of using public transportation or using private transportation like airlines. So it's an important feature of our society at this point.
The interesting thing about that, Mr. Chairman, is that I lost my ID, and they wouldn't use my Senate ID. They said, well, you have to have government ID, as if the Senate was not government. Then you have to go into the license bureau, and I cursed all of you out in the process. And you pay, you have to pay money, and so every time people lose it, that's where you go into the driver's license place in order to have government ID.
Senator Johnson.
Along that same line, I hear a lot from constituents about the issuance of those ID cards. And while I think this is all a very important function and listed it as a one, it might be something that would profit from some further discussion in phase two.
Got it.
About the issuance of the IDs.
We'll be prepared for that.
Perfect. And your score is a one.
Is it one, please?
Senator Morris is a one.
How about two?
One.
Senator Berger is a one. Maintenance, snow and ice, and extraordinary items, emergency relief.
One.
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 Double one.
Double one.
One.
Two.
Two. Senator Berger's attention.
It's never snow on
them.
You wait till there's a tsunami down there.
I can't put that as a one.
He's worried about getting paid and Joanne's.
All right, maintenance, traffic service, and intelligent transportation systems.
One.
Senator Carter.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Chair Smith, Senator Carter, traffic services includes signing, striping, guardrail. The reference to intelligent traffic systems here is maintenance on variable message signs, maintenance on the cameras.
Okay. Three.
Okay. Senator Westland?
Two.
Okay.
Two.
Three.
Two.
Okay. And I actually have it as a one. Okay. Surface shoulder, low volume road, and contract.
One.
Question.
Question.
Contract. As in contracting or as in a contract?
Chair Smith, Senator Johnson, I'm not sure where that word's there. It would be contracting. We contract out most of this particular type of work. Mm-hmm. The low volume road is almost completely all contracted out. Why that's there, I'm not. Sure.
So this contracting, though, refers specifically to the activities that include surface shoulder and low volume.
That's correct. Pavement preservation type contracting.
Two.
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 Yeah. Maintenance bridge.
One.
I'm a one as well. I'm saving all my fives for repine. Carter.
Question.
Excellent.
Why would bridge maintenance be a four as opposed to a one or a two? In terms of priority.
Please.
Chair Smith, I'm sorry, Senator Carter, was that you that asked that question?
That was me.
Within the maintenance limitation, we had to rank each one of the different maintenance activities, pavement maintenance, bridge maintenance, snow and ice, and that's why it came out to be four. The rules we had were we couldn't make everything the same.
Okay. One for
maintenance.
One.
Okay.
One.
Two.
Two. Okay. We have one. Of course, for shoes. Okay. Maintenance, drainage, and culvert retrofit.
One.
One. Can you explain that just very quickly?
Chair Smith, drainage maintenance would be maintaining ditches, cross culverts, anything that carries water. Culvert retrofit would be when we're maintaining culverts that are supposed to be passing fish, that we would do so in a way that would allow fish passage.
Okay, thank you. Westland?
One.
Okay.
I'm going to ask that we come back and revisit this one, and it's in a very narrow issue area that probably only pertains to Senator Verger and me, and that is tide gates. And the fact that I think it is a terribly important activity that the agency has struggled with, this is in light of an attorney general's opinion that said that heretofore, always done by the highway department's maintenance on tide gates, and suddenly at a date certain, that was just dropped. And it's not so bad that it's just been dropped, but people who are severely affected by flooding have been left in a regulatory abyss. Nobody's talking to anybody, and I have constituents with 8 feet of water in their yards. And while I think the local folks have tried to be helpful, this is an area that I think needs some additional coordination.
Score?
A three.
Three. Senator Morris?
Two.
Two.
Two. I'm going to give it a 3 with the flag of we're going to come back to this. Okay. Roadside and vegetation?
1.
3.
I'm a 2.
5.
3.
1.
What's the roadside in... Roadside and vegetation, I guess. I mean,
where the deer hide was.
I'm voting on the vegetation part. What's, is there a...
Chair Smith, Senator Westland, roadside would include, earlier you saw travel lanes and surface and shoulder, that's the paved portion. Roadside would include the rock slope adjacent to the actual paved portion of the road. And then
the difference in that and shoulder?
Chair Smith, Senator Westland, we track them different. We just, anything that's a pavement, we have one set of activities for. Once you leave the pavement and you're onto the shoulder, and onto what we call the rock slope, it's actually not the shoulder, that's just tracked in a different set of activities.
2.
2. Senator Morris?
2.
3.
3. And what did I give you? Okay. We're now on operation special programs permits.
1.
1.
Senator Carter?
5.
This is like overweight permits and...
Chair Smith, Senator Westland, this would be miscellaneous use permits, anything except utility permits, parade permits, special event permits. Those would be included in permits. Also, are in the special program area are ADA improvements, mailbox support replacement. When we have, there's a certain way you can build mailbox support that's incredibly dangerous to traveling public, and we have money set aside to replace those because they're on the right of way. So those are the type of things that are in the special programs part.
3.
I would only ask, 57 people are worried about mailboxes and parade permits.
Chair Smith, Senator Johnson, I think if you, and that's probably not 57 individual people, it's probably a little bit of 1,100 people that are in the maintenance program. That I'm not sure where that estimate came from, but it's 56.25 FTE, and we just had to split them out and identify different positions with different classifications, but I can assure you that there are not 57 people standing around with special programs and permits on their chest.
I've got this flag for...
I'd like to flag this, and also with your permission, Mr. Chair, I'd like to flag vacancies agency-wide.
Got it. Okay.
This is a 3.
3. Senator Morris?
3.
3.
I'm a 3. Okay. Youth litter?
2.
3.
Senator Carter?
Mr. Chairman, is this where you hire the kids in the summer and they pick up
Chair Smith, Senator Carter, yeah, it's that. That's the primary chunk of this money, and there's also adopt the highway funds and some solve stop Oregon litter and vandalism money in that line item.
I'm a 2.
2.
3.
5.
2.
While I'm not recommending any...
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
4.
4.
Excuse me, on the wrong line.
Again, while I'm not recommending any reduction, I have this as a low priority at this time, and I'm going to give it a 4.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I'd like to flag this one, and I'm also going to, with your permission, raise the question with the co-chairs as well. For other agencies, the number of grants that exist in agencies out to 501c3s,
I would share with you, my co-chair and other committees and on this, I've already made that request to each of the committees before us, and we may want to do that with other committees as well. I didn't do it to 501c3s. I did it to open grants.
That's fine, and I don't mean to be that restrictive. I'd like open grants, too, because they could be to other units of government, just open grants.
Yeah. Senator Morris?
Just a clarification. A 5 to me does not mean that I would eliminate the program.
Right.
It means that I would rank it much lower than other things in the program.
And that's where
okay, thank
my
you.
Comment was, too. Okay. Risk management.
One.
I've flagged this. I've given it a three, but I could be changed to a higher score. I just need to flag it for round two.
One,
and I agree flagging it, given that there are 47 people in it, and I don't know what areas of risk analysis all of those people are doing.
Three.
Two.
Okay. Railroad crossing safety, regulate public highway, railroad grade crossings.
One.
One.
I'm a one.
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 Okay. Rail safety, regulate railroad safety, provide safety oversight of rail transit operations.
One.
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 Double one.
A question, Mr. Chair.
Yep.
Whether any of this responsibility when it's rail transit operations is shared with any other folks? Is there a federal role? Is there a role for TriMet in this, if I'm understanding what rail transit operations is? And maybe you could help me.
Mr. Chair, Senator Johnson, yes, there is a shared role with the federal government, but there are distinct responsibilities about what the state can do and what the federal government does, but there are shared responsibilities.
And is there a TriNet role in here at all?
Mr. Chair, they have a safety function there, but in terms of regulation, it has to be done by an outside entity, and I believe it's ours and the federal government. I'll confirm that.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. One.
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 Okay. Railroad crossing planning and projects.
One.
Two.
Two.
One.
One.
Three.
One.
I have it as one. Okay. Commercial vehicle registration.
One.
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 Two.
I have it as a one. Motor carrier audit.
Two.
Three.
Two.
Two.
One.
Two.
Three.
It is a one. Truck size and weight enforcement.
One.
Three.
Two.
One.
One.
Two.
Two.
I have it as a one. Driver education.
One.
Three.
One.
One.
Three.
Three.
Two.
I have it as a one.
He's got young kids on.
That was interesting.
And, Mr. Chair,
yes.
That would be one that I would like additional detail on. It may have been covered at a very high level, but I'm just curious why it is that the state finds itself in the driver education business.
We've got that marked. Yep. Motorcycle training.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I want to know what OSU reimbursements are there in motorcycle training?
Can you share that with us?
Representative Smith and Senator Verger, OSU has a role in the motorcycle training program. I believe they actually make purchases of certain items, and we reimburse them for those. I can find out. It may be the motorcycles themselves. I'll confirm exactly the component that is there, but that's why the reimbursement is listed.
No, we're going to start off with that. Representative Avakian.
One.
Three.
Senator Carter.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was the question? Number 27?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, three.
Three.
Four.
Three.
Three.
I'm a four. Other transportation safety regulation.
One.
One.
Senator.
You don't see it's Ben. It's all about Ben.
I'm the two co-chairs.
Co-chair.
I have three. Three, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
Two.
Three, Mr. Chair.
Three.
Two.
I'm a three. Okay. Vehicle registration permits and titles.
One.
Two.
Two.
One.
One.
Two.
I'm a one. Okay. Special needs transportation services.
Could someone flesh that out?
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, we're talking about special needs. We're talking about people with disabilities, so it's transportation for people with disabilities primarily.
And elderly.
And elderly.
And what?
And elderly citizens.
Yeah, I'm the one. That change?
Okay. One of the things I'm going to do is flag that, and perhaps we could have a conversation about the role this could play with Department of Human Services as well. Mm-hmm. Would that be okay? I
appreciate that.
Okay. Representative Babakian.
One.
One.
One. One, but I'd like to flag it for another reason, Mr. Chair. I'd like to know a little bit more about the oversight with respect of grants to counties and what all is required as far as reporting back to make sure that money was spent for the intended purpose.
Would you mind if we also add into that? I believe, does this transportation also now allow an allowable use for the Native American community? Did we pass that last session?
Yes.
Yes, you did.
Can I add to that as well?
Yeah. And where I'm really, please, Mr. Chair, where I'm really going is to make sure that the folks that are doing the delivery on the ground are capable of doing the delivery. We had a very anomalous situation in my district where the transportation system failed. And we got so confused in titles and who owned what that we actually had buses parked while older ladies were waiting at the end of a lane for a ride that was never going to come. And I just want to make sure that there's adequate oversight so that we're not wasting these precious assets because our partners on the ground have proved to be less reliable.
I just want to say the county.
Question on that. Yes.
Of course.
Do you partner in with the county and then the county is in charge, or is there's a special transportation district that is in charge?
Mr. Chair, Senator Carter, we work directly with the district involved. If it's a special district or a county or a city, we work with them, and the grant goes directly to that entity.
Mr. Chair, yes. And in some cases, it is a triple A, mm-hmm. And that was the failure in my district. There just was not adequate oversight, and the assets ended up being, in my view, squandered.
I'm going to move us forward. Scores.
Okay.
Representative Babakian?
I'm sorry, which one are we on?
Special needs transportation.
Oh, that was a one.
One. Senator Carter?
One.
I'm a one. Okay. Special programs, indirect services, and managing the system.
One.
Two.
A one, but with the caveat, I'd like to tag this one and come back and figure out exactly what managing the system all entails.
Senator?
Two.
I'm a two as well, and we've got that flagged. Okay. Technical assistance and coordination.
Help me with technology transfer.
Chair Smith, Representative Babakian, technology transfer is a program that whereby we pass through or coordinate the dissemination of information to local governments primarily. So if we learn about something or if we can coordinate presentations to other transportation providers, that we would do that to share. It's sharing best practices to other people that may not have an avenue to find out what the latest research that's going on is.
$109 million. $109 million.
Chair Smith, this includes more than just. I'm sorry. Okay.
Should we come back to that one?
Well, we should. I'm told that, although I certainly don't read it in that title, that it includes Connect Oregon. That's why that's $109 million.
Yeah, I think Connect Oregon is at the back.
That's what I thought too.
Why don't we just mark that and we'll come back to it?
Okay.
Is that what it's debt service? Okay. I'm just gonna put a mark, then we'll come back to it.
That's fine, Mr. Chair. Okay. I think your staff has indicated correctly that the other reference is debt service, and this one is the actual payment for direct Connect Oregon.
Why don't we flag that as well? And you folks be prepared to walk us through that when we have a little more time.
Mr. Chair, may I ask what number we are actually on?
I have 32.
Mr. Chair, I'm kind of confused about that.
Where do we get 109 million?
I'm going to do this. I left it actually blank on my form, colleagues. I'm going to leave this. I'm going to come back to this one because I think this is going to need a little more discussion. And in the interest of time, knowing that we have to get through this and get back, get to
fives.
Refine.
When we come back to it, you know, if I gave it a high grade on and it included access management, I'd give it a high grade to try to fix it. In other words, not a high grade because it's done a good job, but because access management has just been nothing but controversial.
I'm going to ask the committee to hold their scores, and we're going to come back to that when we get more information because I want to make sure we're all on the same page in terms of the information we're making our decisions on. Special program, civil rights.
It's minority contracting.
Mr. Chair, Representative Akian, yes, it's where we're dealing with contractors and their employees to ensure that people are getting training through the various programs to get to journeyman level, that type of thing, as well as directly try to get firms hired that are minority and women owned.
One.
One with my oft-stated caveat that I would love to have all of this in one place.
Three with the concern that we've got 8 FTE and $4.7 million, and how is that money being used,
yep,
if it's all training?
I gave it a three mainly because I don't think it happens very often, and that I may be misinformed, but that's where I gave it a three.
Okay. I'm going to give it a one, but I've also made a note to myself that this is very important, and this committee wants to discuss how it's operating and provide our insight into how perhaps it could operate better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Highway construction projects.
One.
Senator Carter.
Yay. Two.
Okay. Senator Wessling. Two.
One with the question, I don't understand why preliminary engineering and right-of-way are so low in your prioritization when absent the preliminary engineering, you can't do the stuff that we all rated as ones on page one.
Contracted out.
Sorry. Chair Smith, Representative Johnson, this is each one of the construction programs contains a line for preliminary engineering, right-of-way construction, and contractor payments. This particular program is the local program, the local projects. So you've rated, I was just puzzling over what you were saying, but you've actually rated preliminary engineering as a one in some other construction programs.
Then you've, Mr. Chair, by your leave, you've invited another question. If this is county and all the other stuff was state, why is the county so low?
Chair Smith, Senator Johnson, this would be the part of the program that we would be doing. We pass through a lot more money to local governments than this. This would be the part of the program, the local government projects that we will be managing.
That you're responsible,
yes,
for. Okay. One.
One.
Two.
Explain to me why the local projects that you're managing is still lower than other projects you're doing.
Chair Smith, most of the money that we pass to the local governments goes directly to the local governments to manage the projects. We don't manage all of them.
Okay, I'm going to flag this one. This one near and dear to me, and I want to play through that.
Okay.
Okay. Where are we at? We're on right away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right away.
One.
Three.
Senator Wessel.
One.
One.
Two.
Okay. One.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Construction engineering.
One.
Three.
Wessel. Senator Wessel.
Two.
This is the same kind of county. This is just a continuation. One was preliminary engineering, one right away. This is
the same department.
Yes. Same plan.
Same.
One.
One.
Two.
Okay, I'm a one. Contractor payments.
One.
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 Two.
Okay. We have one. Impaired driving, alcohol, other drug enforcement.
One. One.
One with the caveat. I mean, why is that your responsibility?
It's my same question.
Mr. Chair, Senator Westland, what we're talking about is trying to ensure that through the not only the functions we have of engineering and enforcement, but also the functions of education, that ODOT is doing something on a statewide basis, because it is our responsibility to have a safe system. So this is spending money to encourage dealing with a major problem of fatalities and accidents on the highway, and that is impaired driving.
If I remember correctly, too, there was a statistic that was given to us. No, I'm incorrect. It's on seatbelts. I'm sorry. Your score?
But as we did discuss in the performance measures, one of the major areas of accidents and fatalities is impaired driving.
Just a two on the small protest that I think this could be done better other places.
I would like my grading to be associated with my colleagues' insightful remarks.
I'm going to separate you guys.
Senator Morris.
A three with additional information needed.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I rated it a four because I think this is one of those times that even though fatalities belong within this department, I think this is an overlay of too many other things. I think we have too many people doing the same thing. And so I gave it a rating of a four for that reason.
Okay. I think I'm going to join you on that and ask that perhaps we could also have this discussion with some of the committee here working with Representative Richardson. Is that all right? Okay. Occupant protection.
One.
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 Occupant protection is?
Mr. Chair and Senator Westland, we're talking about all the different issues of how to protect occupants of vehicles, safety belts, child restraints, that type of thing. And encouraging through education the appropriate use.
Three.
Four. And again, to say that you've got 3.5 employees spending close to $5 million on education, and I'm just curious what all that entails. I know that the DUIs have gone down, and I presume that ODOT should take justifiable credit for some of that, but I'm just trying to figure out.
Can you be ready for phase two to have that question answered?
Absolutely. Again? Yes, Mr. Chair. We can talk about the grant process and how it goes.
Perfect. Senator Morris.
Three.
Mr. Chair, again, I gave it a five, not because I don't think it's a good program, but I think they're doing what other people are already doing. We have it in statute as to the laws. The police are enforcing the laws on child safety, on the seat, the size of the seat, the height of the seat, the age of the child. So I'm confused here as to what they're doing.
Mr. Chair, just to make sure we're clear on a piece of this, much of the money we're talking about here comes as federal funds into the Department of Transportation from the Federal Department of Transportation. So we're the agency that receives it and then ensures its appropriate use in the state. But we can talk more about it in detail.
Yeah, let's do that in round two. Let's have that discussion. Perhaps, you know, one of the things you could address is why the Oregon Department of Transportation is the correct place to house that and not somewhere in Department of Human Services or State Police, for that matter.
Chair Smith, it's the genesis of the federal money. We're past the federal money, and the feds get to pick who they give it to. And so when the Federal Highway Administration sends us money, they send it to us.
Round two will be a quick conversation.
Try as we might.
I
appreciate the intent.
Okay, I'm going to move us on, simply not because this isn't important, but we have a lot of area to cover.
You're number one.
Three.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, of course.
These not federal funds?
Yes, they are.
And isn't this a federal transportation system that issue in the dollars?
It is.
And we're questioning why is it here?
My vice chairs and co-chairs gave me direction to prioritize these. I'm following my vice chair and my co-chairs.
I know that. That's why I asked the question, because this is no fault of yours.
Work zone enforcement, mass media supplies.
Mr. Chair, just a brief explanation on mass media.
What did you say?
Mr. Chair, Representative Vakian, what we're talking about is how to get the word out about safety in work zones so that the citizens understand the importance of driving safely in work zones.
One.
One.
One, but I'd like to lump it in with these other grant programs for additional explanation.
One, and having had real life experience in this field and some of the most disastrous accidents you can ever imagine, including fatalities, it has to be a one.
Okay.
I'm going to grade up to a one, since it has to do with work.
Okay. So I'll give it a one. Other transportation safety programs, youth, school safety, speed, community programs, et cetera.
One.
Two, because of duplication.
I'm going to give it a two, but I'm going to ask you to be prepared to talk about the trauma nurses and its relationship to this.
Two.
Okay.
Three.
Three.
Two.
Two.
Okay. Passenger rail operations.
One.
Three.
I would not dare give anything other than a one on this one. For my good senator.
Unless I got to step out.
Oh, I need you, Mr. Chair.
Two.
One.
One.
Two.
Passenger and freight rail projects.
One for Representative Plotkin. A two.
Okay. Senator Carter.
Three.
One.
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 I'm a one. Okay. Rail property management.
Three. Oh, Bachman's got a one.
Okay. Senator Carter.
One. Please. Wait, four.
Okay. One.
Four.
One.
One. I'm going to give that a one because of the divergence on the votes. Can you be prepared to give us a little follow-up on that? Okay. General public transportation services.
Hawkins, one. I'm a two.
What is it?
One.
A lot of money,
huh? Two.
Three.
Three.
I have it as a one. So. Special programs administration.
One.
Two.
Can I just ask a question?
Of course. Of course.
Tell us a little bit about
it. Let me catch up for a second. Chair Smith, Senator Carter, this administration category is the running the department. It's the administrative cost of the department. It's my salary. It's basically it's the administrative activities that go on to administer the overall transportation program.
I was wondering.
Not the whole $13 million. It's not my salary. Don't let me mislead you there.
I just wondered if that was associated with the question that Senator Johnson asked in terms of the special programs and the problem with leaving the seniors on the path. You know, when the
chose. Smith, Senator Carter, this is unrelated to that. This is, we just stick a whole bunch of stuff in special programs, and this happens to be the administration portion of the department.
Okay, thanks.
Senator Johnson.
I just can't resist an opening like that. We just stick a whole bunch of stuff in special projects. This happens to be the administrative. I'd like to flag all the special projects for all the stuff that's just stuck in them in phase two. But sure. You got to run the store, so this is a one. But I just think the committee would be educated by seeing what all is involved in all of the special programs, catch-all.
Sure.
Two.
Well, I rated it a four because I thought it was the administration of the special programs and not just administration. So I guess I should change it to at least to a three.
Well, because it's your salary, I'm giving it a double one.
Thank you.
Double one with a flag. Really quick for the audience, we've had folks come in and leave. What we are doing is we are going through a list of priorities as presented to us by the Department of Transportation, and we're going through line item by line item and providing a rank, one being the very highest, five being the lowest, and this is serving as our foundation for round two of budgeting, where we'll be getting into a much meatier discussion. So with that said, why don't we move to insurance and financial responsibility, DMV.
One.
Senator Johnson.
Sorry. Oh, two.
Three.
Three.
One.
Mr. Chairman, can we just go back?
Yes. Yes.
Since I've forgotten to give Senator Wessler some, I think he left at number 39.
Yes.
41.
Yes. 41? 41, and I'm a 4, 1, 3, and 1. I register my vote. Every vote counts.
All right.
So where are we now?
We're on 45.
45. Not in the majority. Okay. Statewide and special studies.
One question, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Are any of the programs that are involved in this item associated with the transportation program at Portland State University?
Mr. Chair and Senator Representative Vakian, I'm not positive of connection with Portland State. I do know that they work closely with the academic institution's planning programs, but beyond that, I can find out about how the connection is with PSU.
I don't need you to. One.
I'm sorry, your score, Representative? One. Representative Richardson?
One. Okay.
Senator Carter?
A three.
Senator Westland?
Two.
Two.
Three.
Three.
I have a three as well. Okay. Fuels tax administration and collection?
One.
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 I'm a one as well. Very quickly, colleagues, as I look at this, we're just 5 minutes away from 2 o'clock. I might want to give you a heads up that we're probably going to go 10, 15 minutes over. And so if you need to let anyone know, you may want to do that with an hour's or so notice, because we have this budget and the other, and at this pace we may take a little time. Just give that heads up.
That's not going to make sense.
What if we have another committee?
Okay. Okay. Let's go special programs, right-of-way, and property management.
Two.
Three.
Three.
Two.
Three.
Three.
Four.
I'm a one. Governor's committees. Governor's DUI committee, Governor's Motorcycle Safety Committee, OTSC, K-12, education supplies, citizen involvement, printing supplies, operations.
Three.
Four.
Five.
Four.
Three.
Five.
Five.
I'm a four. Okay. Transportation demand management.
Not sure what that is, Mr. Chair, and also business regulations four down. I also didn't know, in case they want to comment on both while we're here.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, Representative Vakian, pardon me. Transportation demand management deals with communicating with the public and talking about alternatives to single-person commutes and ensuring that the public is getting information about how to use public transportation as an alternative.
Three.
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 Two. Inner-city passenger services.
One.
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 Two.
One.
Three.
Three.
I'll give it a one. DMV record requests.
Two.
Two.
Three.
Two.
I just needed more information. These are other agencies requesting, or this is police requesting data from DMV?
Mr. Chair, you are talking about interceding passenger services. Are you on to record requests now?
Right, records.
Record requests.
Yeah.
Yes, this deals with requests that would come both from the public and from law enforcement entities, as well as insurance companies, businesses, the car dealers. All those types of records are being sought.
Okay. Two.
Three.
Two.
I'm a one. Business regulations.
Chair Smith, Representative Avakian, DMV is charged by statute with regulating towing businesses, dealerships, I think.
Yeah, that's included.
So there's a couple of businesses that they're charged with regulating.
And most of this is dealing, Mr. Chair, with auto dealers and the connections, because they actually are contracting with DMV to perform services.
How did that... I've really got to hear how that is a higher priority than... highway construction projects under highway special programs.
Chair Smith, much like the local program that we went through, these special programs that Senator Johnson was asking about These are, we rated these things higher than a whole list that Senator Johnson asked us to go through of special type construction, small programs that are grouped together under special programs. And so it's probably going to be a good discussion when we go through the whole list of things that are in those special programs. And you may find some that you think are a higher priority than this and some that you find that are a lower priority than this. I'm not sure how. It's kind of, there's so many things in special programs, it's going to be a deeper discussion is required.
Mr. Chair, if I have asked for something that is overwhelmingly voluminous, I would back off of that. I just, the way you described it, it just seemed like a catch-all. We can't figure out any place else to put it, so we throw it in here. And it's difficult to discern what it is. I don't want 20 people working all night long to figure out the answer to it.
But with that said, Senator, I do think we do need to have some good discussion, because when you look in here and you see the Immediate Opportunity Fund, which is very discretionary dollars,
mm-hmm.
And some of these other projects, I think it merits at least having a glance at how this is moving forward.
Sure. Senator Johnson, we can fairly easily list for you all of the things that are in there, and I didn't mean to imply that we didn't know where to put it. It's just that there are relatively small programs that we've collected together.
I was putting words in your mouth. I readily admit that.
Okay. Business regulation. Representative Botkin.
Two. Three.
Margaret's a two. I'm a three.
Two.
Three.
You're on business regulation.
Correct.
Yeah. I'm going to say three, Mr. Chair, but I think if the committee wants, they should have a discussion. That could be a fairly serious side to this.
Okay.
On business regulation. You want to be sure that occurs.
We've got that noted. Public transportation planning.
One.
A two.
Okay. Three. I'm two.
Okay. We have a one and a two.
Two.
One.
Three.
three.
Concern. You must have grants that you provide.
Mr. Chair, Senator Morris, yes.
Sorry, I'm on business regulations. And I'm a three on this one. Okay. Research and analysis.
One.
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 Three.
Two.
I'm going to go with a three.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to come back to the whole transportation planning function. Again, there seems to be a lot of duplication. Bike shows up in a number of places. Culverts and Fish Passage show up in a number of places. And I'm just trying to get my arms around how much is the aggregate spending for those issues.
Would it be possible for the department to be prepared in round two to come back with kind of an overview of how your planning processes work department-wide and how they feed into each other?
Mr. Chair, yes. And we'll also make sure that the special programs area is delineated clearly so we can see what's in the program.
6-7 minutes, you can cover all that.
We'll shoot for that, Mr. Chair.
I'm sorry. Senator Johnson, did we get your score on that?
Planning is important. It's a one.
Okay. I got it. Okay. We are now 55, thank you. Highway construction projects.
One.
Preliminary engineering.
Two.
Two. Three.
This is such a mixed bag of stuff. I'm going to do a two, but whoever asked for additional discussion about immediate opportunity, and again, this... lots of projects in here. So two.
Three.
I don't know how to rank it, Mr. Chair. I will, because I have to agree with Senator Johnson, I will rank it a three.
Okay. I have some experience with some of these. I'm going to give it a one, but recognize the fact that we as a group need to review through these and feel comfortable as a group. Okay. Highway construction projects right of way.
Two.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Well, I'll go last on this one if that's okay.
Okay. Senator Carter, Senator Westland.
Three.
Two.
Two for the same reasons before.
Three.
Three.
Okay. I'm a one.
I'm a one.
Okay. Highway construction projects, construction engineering.
One. Two. Actually, there's all four of these are right in the same bags. So.
Okay. Can we just level this, finish this up?
Okay.
Three.
Senator Morris.
Three.
Senator Berger.
Three.
Last one, contractor payments.
One.
Two.
Three.
Two. Two.
Three.
Three.
Licensing and regulation. Can we get a little, just a little bit more breakdown on that?
Mr. Chair, that's for the Board of Maritime Pilots and relates to the licensing and regulation for the river pilots.
Senator Johnson.
I would like to flag this one for some additional discussion. I have no opinion, but it seems to me that this has been a kind of vestigial activity of ODOT for a long time, and I'm not sure with a little imagination we couldn't figure out a better place for it to go.
I'm looking for your score so I can know how to give my score.
Yeah.
Given that there's a lot of opportunity for discussion here, three.
One.
Two.
Two.
Senator Berger?
Two.
Two. Senator Morris?
One.
One. Okay. Representative?
One.
One. I think that's okay. And I'll go three.
I know.
Rate setting.
One.
One.
Two.
Two.
Three.
Three.
One.
One.
And, Mr. Chair, I want to make sure that this in no way reflects on the activities that are housed here. This is the credentialing and the accident investigation for what's arguably one of the most dangerous bars in the world. These are a number of my constituents, and it is critical to the transportation network in this country that ships can crash across the bar. But I just want to invite the discussion about, is there a more logical place for the activity to reside? It in no way reflects on my interest in the nature of the work.
Is this, Senator Johnson, is this solely a Columbia River bar issue, or are there other bars up and down the coast?
This includes the International Port of Coos Bay, right, and it includes the river pilots. So it's not just the bar pilots, river, bar, and International Port of Coos Bay.
What I'm going to do on this committee is punt this issue to you two, Senator Berger, Senator Johnson. Perhaps you two could work with the department, come up with what makes the most sense, and tell us.
Sure. I just want to invite the discussion.
Yeah, and I think that's a one of those issues where why don't we defer to the people who probably will have the greatest knowledge. Okay? Okay. So we're looking for a score still?
No.
We got that? Okay. DMV disabled placards.
One. Two.
Senator Parker.
Two.
Okay.
Two.
Two, but again, I'd like to flag it. I hear a number of constituent complaints about kids jumping out of a car with grandma's placard hanging from the mirror, and I just am curious.
You are hurting constituents.
Well, I think that there is justifiable public concern to see a car show up and four healthy-bodied young people jump out to go in and buy cigarettes, and they've got a disabled sticker. And on behalf of the disabled community that finds these abuses intolerable, I'd like to have a little additional discussion about it.
This matters as to whether you want to fund it or not.
It's very important. It's a one.
Two.
Senator Berger.
Oh, boy, I don't know what to say after that discussion. I'm going to almost move it to a one. No, two.
I just have very engaged constituents.
Oh, God.
Committee, how do you want to move through 59 through 93?
Mr. Chair, could I make the recommendation that given that these are all capital maintenance, that we consider them in a lump and we just offer our view on how important or where capital maintenance should be prioritized in this whole portfolio?
Please.
I would offer a three.
I would ascribe to that, except I have to do a little editorial comment. Unlike Senator Berger, I actually benefit from some of these capital maintenance projects, and I just want to say the guys up on the San Diego do a great job up there.
Yeah,
and that's very important.
Thank you.
I'm a one.
Well, and I agree with what Senator Johnson said about lumping them into threes, with the exception of Santiam Junction. I separated that one out from the rest only because I'm wondering if, because of the climate there, if that particular equipment storage has different uses than, for instance, the one at Jansen Beach or Cornelius Pass or any of the others, and maybe would be upgraded to a one for me.
Well, I mean,
or are there, maybe there's others too within the list.
Give me some direction, committee.
I'm sticking as a one.
I think they're all incredibly important, and I agree that if the Santa Am weren't plowed, we would lose a great number of freight movement opportunities. But I think the question that we're really asking is that in all of the responsibilities that ODOT has, regardless of the individual projects in here, do we put capital maintenance ahead of the maintenance facilities? Do we put that ahead of other things? Do we rate it in the more medium category? I would agree that there are some very significantly important maintenance facilities here, but we're really asking the question of where does capital maintenance go in the ranking of the portfolio.
No, I agree with you on that. I would lump them all as a three.
Representative Senator Morris.
Where does equipment purchase fall into your capital budget? I don't see it.
Mr. Chair and Senator Morris, it's about the last item, I believe, on the last page.
Priority.
Fleet and facilities under the last page, page 6, and non-prioritized administrative functions. It's the fleet line is where the purchases are made.
What number is that?
What number?
Last item on page 6.
The agency doesn't give a number.
It's 30. It's
the last item on page 6.
Flip back. It's on the.
Right here.
Oh, all right.
Find it right down in there. I can't see.
The very last item.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Senator Carter.
I'd just like to go back again and see if everybody's comfortable with the number 3 for numbers 59 through 91 for the exception of Santiam being. Number one, and Senator Wesson being the one on everything.
I guess Senator Carter has posed that question to our committee. I feel very comfortable with that.
Let me just restate it because we were talking here. You'd rank them all as threes with the exception of the Santa Am, which stands out in this subset as being especially important. I'd sign up for that.
Yeah. Incorrect.
We said for the exception of Senator Westland.
I'm ranking them all ones. You can pay me now can pay me later.
We said Senator Westland.
Deferred maintenance.
Get along with the crowd. Senator being one on everything from 59 through 1. And the rest of us three on everything for the exception of Santa Am, which would give us a one.
Is everyone good with that? Senator Berger, are you okay with this, or what do you think?
What's the final score here? one?
Johnson's suggestion, everything be a three.
Three.
For the exception of Santiam, which becomes a
which
one.
Which becomes a one. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that, too.
I think what we're trying to do is just put it in the scheme of things.
Right. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
We're on item 100, debt service.
One.
One. And now, colleagues, I feel uncomfortable rating Connect Oregon. I think it's a...
You have to go back to the number 95. It's not capital.
I was just going to say that we missed capital construction versus capital improvement.
Oh, got that. Okay, non-limited loan program.
One.
Representative Avakian first.
One.
Okay.
Where are we?
One.
Can you explain non-limited loan program?
Mr. Chair, the non-limited loan program is the Oregon Transportation Infrastructure Bank, where we make loans to local governments or dealing with highway issues usually, but can also deal with transit. We have made a most recent loan to Clackamas County. Other counties and cities have received loans in the last couple of years.
One. Are you on page 6?
I'm sorry, we've gone back to page 5. Senator Johnson.
I'd rate it a one. I just always wished from the inception of that program aviation and airports had a whack at the infrastructure bank, but it's a one.
Senator Carter, Senator Westland.
One.
One.
I'm a one. And then we're 96 through 99.
Capital construction.
99 do we need?
Separate.
99 we're going to do separate. Planning for future projects.
All of these need to be separate.
All of
each
these.
Capital construction.
Each of these capital constructions, starting with Sylvan Maintenance Station,
Well, since Sylvan is kind of the Santee Anne of the North, I'm going to give it a one.
Yeah. That's
true.
One.
Three. I'm concerned about capital construction in this budget environment.
I'm going to ask a clarification. Is it, if I recall from last session, the dollars that we would be proposing this session are to complete
this
project?
That's correct. That's correct.
Sylvan, I was going to make that
comment. That's correct.
Okay.
And complete.
One.
Three.
Two.
And I'll be a one. East Portland Maintenance Station.
Three.
Does that apply for all of these, that they're in construction, or that there some of them are just in planning?
These are
for construction. Mr. Chair, I was the question if some of these are in planning or if they are to complete? The first one with Sylvan is to complete.
Right.
East Portland would be initiation of the project.
As would Baker City.
And Baker City, same thing, initiating a project.
Okay.
Okay. Three.
Senator Carter.
One.
Three.
Two. Three. While you're real Oregonians, you realize I've been with you, number one on all of yours. East Portland isn't done.
Yeah, well, I'm going three on Baker City because it hasn't started.
Yeah, I changed my one.
What I am going to ask.
I'm having a religious experience, number one.
Mr. Chair, we'll discuss the needs in the phase two.
But colleagues, when I'm going to in round two, we're going to go through these and with a fine-tooth comb. Planning for future projects.
Two.
Number 98.
Number 98. 98. Baker City.
Three.
Oh, I lumped the two together. Sorry. Senator Carter.
Three.
Three.
Two.
Three.
I'm the three. We're all threes.
Okay.
Now we're on 99.
Yes.
Okay, 99. Planning for future projects.
Two.
Mm-hmm.
Is this planning for future
capital
construction, which are ODOT facilities, not roads, streets, bridges?
Three.
It would be.
Okay. Senator Carter.
Four.
Morris.
Two.
Three.
I'm going to go with Senator Berger, but in round two, I think we really need to closely look at this and tell us what you anticipate over the next biennium in terms of planning for future projects.
Yes.
Debt service we did. On Connect Oregon, colleagues, I think we owe it to our policy committees to allow them to work this legislation before we put a priority on it. Let's see what they come up with and then provide it to us, and then we as a committee can decide. All right. Any other?
We need to do these.
They're here to babysit me. Last page.
In this committee.
There we go. Okay. We're now on non-prioritized administrative functions. Administration, ODOT headquarters.
Mr. Chair, just to get a very brief explanation of what this category means.
Mr. Chair, just a quick hit on these. Each one of these is an element of overhead or central services functions that provide services to the department. The first one is headquarters, which means the director, the immediate staff in the director's office. And I can go through each one if you like, or do you want to hold off?
I don't need them unless you want.
Nope.
I gave them all a two.
We did both.
Representative Richardson.
Two.
I'm going to give them all ones. I mean, the department's got to run, and I'm going to give them ones.
One.
I'm giving everything a one.
Senator Westland, did he give you a score there?
No, he did not.
Okay, we'll catch him when he comes back in.
He's going to say a two.
Senator Morris.
Well, the comment that I made is that that all these are important. Be a one on the issue is really not the priority. It's the politician and the staffing issue. My take on it.
Okay. Senator Berger, we got your score? Okay. I was a one on all of them with the exception of IS, and I put that as a three. and then fleet facilities management. I put that as a two.
Okay.
I'm just curious, Doug, while we're transitioning here, the traffic signal unit, how come that doesn't end up somewhere in a special project? I mean, it just seems so out of whack. It's an operational issue with, and you've got all those other central services.
Chair Smith, Senator Johnson, this this is actually Traffic Signal Services Unit is what it's called. It's in the Information Systems Branch, and they do things like establish the standards for testing of traffic signals, and they do some testing of traffic signals, some most of the turn-on and most of the actual work in the field is done through the region offices. These are kind of the guys that are in the back room making sure. There's an environmental testing facility, for instance, for traffic signals, make sure that they don't go out in the rain, those kinds of things.
Thank you. Senator Westland, we want to get your vote on... which number do we want on him?
Administration.
What? There we go.
I think the traffic signal guys just help us solve the problem. Just where the pedestrian
crosses. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
We look forward to round two, and we appreciate all the good work you folks do.
Children.
Thank you. Colleagues, we're now going to move into Oregon Housing and Community Services prioritization. Each of you should have your handout in front of you with the scores that you've given them beforehand. Once again, for the audience, for those folks who are watching, we will be prioritizing the Oregon Housing and Community Services budget. We're in the first of three phases. Scoring is going to be rated on a 1 through 5 basis, where we take the department's budget and line item by line item of their program units, give them a high, medium, or low score, 1 being the highest, 5 being the lowest, 3 being average. We'll be going through line item by line item and then flagging those items that warrant additional discussion. Why don't we kick off with the start of, in one. Actually, we better start off with having Mr. Repine introduce himself for the record.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am Bob Repine, Director of Oregon Housing and Community Services. And Margaret's not behaving over there. And this is Rick Krieger, my Chief Financial Officer.
Hi, Rick. How are you? Are we ready to begin? Okay. Oh, and we also have new LFO staff with us. We have Monica Brown, who will be carrying us through this budget. So why don't we start off on program outreach accountability for homeless assistance programs?
One.
Emergency housing account.
Carter and Wilson, one.
Chatham, one.
One.
Statewide homeless assistance.
One.
Carter and Wilson, two.
One.
Emergency shelter grant program.
One.
Senator Carter.
Oh, Wilson and Carter, two.
One.
Two.
I'm a one. Continuum of care program.
One.
Two.
Carter and Wilson, one.
One.
Two.
I have a question mark on that. I'm going to go with a one, but for round two, if you could be prepared to provide a little more detail on how that program works. Housing stabilization program.
One.
Carter and Wilson, three, please.
One.
Two.
As a one. I'm noticing that the co-chairs are being a little more firm on this budget. I'm wondering if I'm missing something here. Section 8, project-based assistance program.
One.
Three.
For
two.
One.
One.
Two. I'm a one. Okay. Community service block grant.
One.
One.
Two for two.
One.
One.
One. I'm a one. Program outreach accountability for affordable rental housing development.
One.
Three.
Two for two. I'd like to flag this, Mr. Chair, and come back and discuss just exactly what affordability means, I mean accountability means, in terms of what burden are we putting on our local account, our local folks, delivery folks on the ground with respect to the amount of paperwork that's demanded of them. It's a one for me. We ought to have accountability. I just want to make sure the mechanism works.
We've got that flagged. Okay.
Three.
Okay. I'm a
we cheat.
Multifamily revenue bond program.
One.
Three.
One for two.
One.
One.
I don't have it prioritized, Mr. Chair. I'm not sure that I understand it
exactly. Dr. Replan, can you take a moment and share this with us? What this program is,
Mr. Chairman, this is a risk share program. It's a funding mechanism that we've used to be competitive in the marketplace to offer product lines that are similar to what is out there in the competitive market. It's just a different funding process.
Who are your customers,
Mr. Chairman? For the record, Rick Crager, Chief Financial Officer for the Department. Customers range. Private housing developers, housing authorities, nonprofits, it's very dependent. I will just add to what Mr. Repine said. This is where we issue tax-exempt bonds, basically, to provide loan financing through the multifamily program.
Okay, and so then that's so developers can develop apartment buildings targeted to low and mod income?
Mr. Chairman, it's usually 60% and below.
Okay.
60% area median income and below.
Senator Johnson.
I just want to make sure that I understood you. This is to complement local developers who are doing multifamily low income, or this is to make you competitive with private developers who are doing low income?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Johnson, this is a tool that particularly in the more urbanized areas where 60% is just a skosh under what the market rate might be, it allows us to entertain proposals from developers who want to still commit some level of affordability, that being at 60% median income, but using our resources, so they're not in the market. They have a market edge because they're just below maybe the market rates by using our program for the long term of affordability.
Okay, thank you,
Mr. Chair.
Representative Avakian,
could you just, for the record, explain why that's important with respect to the people that eventually will be housed in these places?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Avakian, the best way to present that to you would be that if we don't keep a reasonable supply of 60% income apartments available, which is generally more commensurate to incomes of people, then we'll have more greater number of Oregonians will be spending more of their disposable income for housing, which under a rule of thumb, it's generally you're not supposed to be spending over 30% of your gross earnings. So the idea is to always make sure we look at the marketplace in the immediate area to figure out if there is a significant demand for that 60% housing. So it's not just somebody coming in saying we want to do it. We do an analysis to prove that there is a justification for that being there because of a lack of other apartments that might be running at 65 to 70% market rate, which is effectively keeping more people from having the right ratio for their cost of their housing.
Follow up?
Sorry to belabor this a little bit, but you didn't give the answer that I quite expected. Let me just make sure that I'm understanding. Is the goal of this program to provide affordable housing so the people who cannot afford to get housing have a place to go, or is it being used as a tool to help people budget their own money better than they're budgeting it when they go to purchase housing? Again, do you follow me on that?
Mr. Chair, Representative Avakian, again, at the income levels at this point, you're not going to find a lot of people who are going to be budgeting for home ownership. So at 60%, you're not going to find too many home ownership. What it really is allowing them to do is to live within a more of a means within the ratio of their incomes, so they're not expensing more of their assets for housing that isn't effectively in the community that they want to reside in. So
let's do this. I'm going to flag this multifamily revenue bond program. And in round two, let's be prepared to come back and explain this through. Senator Berger, did you get enough information to give us a score?
I did. I'm going to score it at 2, but thank you for having it come back.
You bet. Yep.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, Representative Richardson.
Would you mind just giving us what the median income is that the 60% is based on?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Richardson, median income, unfortunately, there isn't one answer. There's a median income. There's a scale for every county in the state of Oregon, so it varies county by county based on a HUD tool that's used annually adjusted for incomes around the state.
Okay. How about Portland?
50, probably that's the highest, 55 or 58,000, I suspect, at 100% median income.
Could you, for
we can give you that information.
For round two, could you perhaps identify the committee members and for our districts, mm-hmm. let us know what those numbers would be?
Sure. Okay. Again, the number, Mr. Chairman, I just gave to Mr. Richardson, no, Representative Richardson, would be the 100% income level. So if they were at 60%, you'd do a percentage of that number.
We're on line 11, Housing Development Grant Program.
One.
11. Looking good.
Is that good or bad?
I'm sorry.
Two.
Three.
I'm a one.
Wake up.
Okay. Home Investment Partnership Program.
One.
Two.
One for two.
One.
One.
Two.
One. Okay. Low-income housing tax credit.
One.
Two.
One for two.
One.
Three.
Two.
One. Oregon Affordable Housing Tax Credit.
One.
Two.
One for two.
One.
Four.
Two.
I've got that as a three, and I'm going to ask that you folks come and address us on that simply because I don't understand the program. Okay. Elderly and Disabled Loan Program.
One.
One.
One for two.
One.
Senator Morris.
I had a question mark on it. Wondered why the department had ranked this so low. What's that?
I had the same note.
Otherwise, I'm prepared to be...
The other issue, I'm going to go
two.
Okay. I gave it a three, and I'll tell you why I gave it a three. I want to make sure that our committee is coordinated with Representative Richardson's committee as they look at potential reductions in the services that clients of this program might utilize. I want to make sure that we're not creating a situation where both hands aren't knowing what each other's doing. So I'm going to ask that for round two, that a communication between the folks in DHS and Representative Richardson's committee come forward with the folks from Housing and Community Services to talk with us about the linkage between the two. Is that?
Fine.
Okay. HELP program. Representative Avakian.
One.
One.
Mm-hmm. Senator Carter.
One of two.
One.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, where are we? Elderly and disabled?
No. We're on 16, HELP program.
Okay, one.
I have a one.
Senator Morris has a four.
I'm going to ask farm worker housing tax credit.
One.
One.
Senator Carter.
One for two.
One.
Two.
Two. Okay. I'm a one. Program outreach, accountability for home ownership programs.
One.
Two.
One for two.
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 Okay. I have it as a one. Okay. Residential loan program.
One.
One.
One for two.
One.
I'm not sure what income level this is. Is this low income, very low income, the residential loan program?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Berger, this program addresses people income levels between 70% to 100% of median income for that area.
Okay. I'm a one.
Okay. Senator Morris is a two.
I'm a one. Housing rehab program?
Question, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Is the standard for granting in order to make a living place habitable, or is there some other standard for improvements above that basic need?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Ockin, this is a program that we're running through our housing resource centers. I guess he'll tell you what he just said. This is a program we just really actually have gotten started. This is using CBDG resources that we get that were given to us a couple of sessions ago from Economic Community Development. So the design of this program is really to help facilitate resources to help families, seniors, or people with disability be able to stay and maintain living in their current houses. A good example would be it wouldn't do a lot of good to some of the things that face particularly elderly or people who are on fixed income. They don't have resources to repair their roof, and this is the type of program where they would be able to go in and get a grant to help have their roof replaced, which in turn the theory is that they would have that residence for a longer period of time. They wouldn't be either displaced or moving into some other service component that the state of Oregon finances.
Okay. Mr. Chair. But not necessarily to put in new carpet. It's to keep the place habitable.
Yeah, if the heater is out, it would allow them to get a new heater.
I have a one.
Representative Richards.
Septic system failing, things like that.
I have a question on why it is a grant and not a loan that would then be a lien on the home for when it's ultimately liquidated.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Richards, again, I think the terminology we use here, the way we've structured this money, actually we've gotten a waiver from the federal government that allows the money to become defederalized. So most of our partners are using this. They can use it as a grant if there's very likely chance that there would be any repayment of it. But if there's a potential equity recovery from a sale of a house during the person's either moving out or their demise, they'll make it as a zero interest loan and then recapture it at the resale, and then the money comes back into service again. But there are instances where it could be a grant.
Let's do this. We're going to flag that, and we're going to ask in round two for additional information on that program. In the meantime, can we get a score there?
Two.
Two. Senator Carter?
Number 20, is that it?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Three
for two.
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 Okay. I was a one. Homeownership assistance program.
One.
Two. I wanted to flag this one for a little more information. I couldn't remember when I scored this whether or not there's a performance measure linked to it and what the default rate is.
Mr. Chairman, one of our performance measures for the agency, or at least strategic planning, is to get more people into home ownership. So from our perspective, and then there's actually an Oregon benchmark on home ownership, increasing the number of people who own their homes. Default rates for our agency has been 2 to 3% on our portfolio, where the FHA portfolio is around 6 to 7.
Two.
Two.
Three.
Berger.
One. Home American Dream down payment.
One.
One.
Senator Carter.
Two.
Two.
I had it as a four.
Three.
Number one. General fund food program.
Number 23.
Mr. Chairman, you skipped 23.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Program outreach accountability. Thank
one.
You.
I'd like to have a brief explanation.
Can you give us a brief explanation?
Mr. Chair, Representative Richardson, the program outreach accountability, that's essentially the infrastructure dollars, the staffing to essentially run the food assistance programs. Every time you see the program outreach accountability, it's the reporting, the staff that makes the program go.
One.
Senator Carter.
One for two. I'm going to say
one.
Two for one. Yeah.
Okay. One.
Three.
Number one. General Fund Food Program.
One.
Two.
One. Senator Carter.
Just it. Two for one.
One. Senator Morris.
Three.
Two.
I'm going to be a three on that. Emergency Food Assistance Program.
One.
One.
Federal. Two for
one.
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 One. I'm a one. Community Food and Nutrition Program.
One.
Two.
Two for one.
Two.
Mr. Chairman, this is one of a number on the schedule that have very small amount of funds, and they deal with strategic plan development and planning and coordinating and those kinds of words. And I just wonder how much we accomplished with so little funds in that function. And so I rank this as a five, as one of the things to flag to see what benefits actually are accruing from the strategic planning.
We're going to ask if you could bring in some information to talk about how you see the strategic plan development proceeding forward on that item.
Mr. Chairman, just so you'll know, that is a partnership with the Oregon Food Bank, so the strategic planning process is probably is something that they facilitate on behalf of the other pantries and food banks around the state of Oregon. So we'll report it.
Okay, why don't we do this, because I see 148,000 federal funds on there. Mm-hmm. Why don't you just be prepared, round two, to walk us through how that works.
Okay.
Senator Berger.
Three.
I'm a one. Commodity Supplemental Food Program.
One.
Three.
One.
Senator Westland.
One. One.
Four, again, for the same reason, I'd like to know more about it.
Okay. But Senator Berger.
One.
One. I'm a one, and we're going to flag that and ask for round two if you can be prepared to come and walk us through that program as well. Okay. Food distribution. Food distribution on Indian reservations.
One.
Two.
One.
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 Four for all the above.
Mr. Chair, I need to find out a little bit about that, because we have several, I have a lot of Indian tribes.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of these tribes are very self-sufficient. Can you explain to me why there's food distribution on the reservation? Is it just certain tribes in Oregon? Is it outside of Oregon?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Berger, my recollection tells me we have, I think, three or four tribal agreements with a series of tribes who have chosen to help facilitate a food pantry on the tribal reservation for the tribal members. So it really is an outreach of much of the governor's government-to-government activities of trying to extend our services, so we aren't duplicating tribal needs, and they're able to use the same resources that we have and use it on there for their tribal purposes.
Follow-up, Mr. Chair. In other words, if the tribe is very self-sufficient and is actually running several businesses that are successful, would that tribe qualify for your program?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Berger, again, this I've been corrected. There's only one tribe that has this. This is the tribe in Pendleton that's doing this program. And it's not so much, it's for the citizens of the tribe. So if they if they're eligible to receive the food commodities based on their income eligibility, they can go to this pantry on the tribal reservation and get their resources instead of having to go to maybe the city of Pendleton. So it's more localized for the tribal members.
Okay. All right. A three.
I'm a one. Colleagues, because of the interest of time, I'm going to move through these very quickly. What I'm going to ask is, if there's an issue that we need to flag for round two, give your score, say flag, we'll flag it, we're going to move on. If you do need us to stop on an item, again, feel free to do that, but I'm going to ask that we move through these as quick as we can in the next 17 minutes. Hunger Relief Task Force.
One.
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 Senator Morris.
Okay, to my.
A four, again, no concern.
Okay.
One.
Okay, I'm a one. Senator Johnson.
Which number are we on?
There's 29.
I'm going to the council.
One.
Okay. Program outreach accountability for energy.
Two.
Three.
One.
Two. I'd like to flag this one and 31 and 32, Mr. Chair, to talk about the relationship, and actually 33, to talk about the relationship with the Energy Trust and what role the trust is playing in helping to do any of this stuff. And I would rate it a two.
Okay.
Three.
Two.
I'm a one. Okay. Low income weatherization program?
Two.
Three.
One.
One.
Two.
One.
One.
One. Low income energy assistance program?
One.
Two.
One.
Two.
One.
One.
I'm a one. Oregon energy assistance program?
One.
Two.
One.
32 and 33 are really where I want to know what role the trust is playing, too.
Okay. Senator Morris?
One.
One.
Okay. And we do have those flagged. I lost my place. We're on 34. Program outreach?
One.
One.
Two.
Two.
Four.
Two.
I have a one. Home tenant-based assistance program?
One.
Two.
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 Thank you. Number one. Low-income rental housing fund?
One.
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 Two. One. One.
Again, it's a question of benefit versus overhead.
Yep.
So I have a four on that one.
Okay. Senator Berger?
One.
One. Okay. I'm a one. Program outreach accountability for community capacity building programs.
Going back and researching, I couldn't figure what that one was, Mr. Chair.
I had the same issue. Could you share with us just really quick?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Vaughan, again, the program outreach accountability is the staffing infrastructure necessary for all of our programs labeled as community capacity building, which would include a assortment of programs that are to follow that you're going to read through: the regional housing centers, the home community development corporations, the manufactured dwelling parks, the Oregon housing opportunities. So,
one.
Two.
Senator Westland?
One.
Two.
Four.
Land 36?
37.
37, two.
Okay, I'm a one. Okay. We're on regional housing centers?
One.
Two.
One.
Two.
Three.
Two.
Okay, I'm a one. Home community development corporations?
One.
Two.
One.
Two.
Three.
Three.
Senator Morris on that one.
Senator Morris?
Three.
Two. Manufactured dwelling parks community relations?
Two.
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 Three.
Two.
Three.
Three, and I just claim that I live in one.
Two. Oregon Housing Opportunity and Partnership?
One.
Two.
One.
One.
Two.
Three.
One.
I have it as a two, and I'm going to ask for further clarification to see if there's an opportunity to be partnering with the folks in Representative Richardson's committee. I'm not sure there is, but I would like to have a discussion. Okay. Tenant readiness program.
One.
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 Two.
Well, I have it as a five, because what do you do with $40,000 over two biennium?
I had it as five as well.
I wrote the same question. Such a small program, dot, dot, dot.
You know, just kind of, can I say something?
Please.
For coordination.
I'm not even looking at that column, because my understanding was that we're supposed to prioritize without looking at the numbers, because if I started looking at the numbers, then I would be changing my viewpoint as well.
Oh. We cheated.
I'm just saying that why we got a difference here is I'm...
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Berger.
One.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
If it would help on that one, why the number is so small, Mr. Chairman, is we have money that we have guaranteed. We have a set-aside reserve. This is a program we set up with multiple communities around the state of Oregon to guarantee renters so they, after they take some training, that they will get this voucher, which the voucher means that they have a guarantee of $600 to $1,000 to make sure there's no damages to the unit over a period of time. Our experience has been, with that program being in place, we've only paid out a very small amount of money, so that what you're seeing is actually the interest, what we assume will be paying out in losses over the period of time, which is generated from the interest from that money that's been set aside.
Let's just, round two, let's...
That makes sense.
Round two, let's just give us 10 minutes on, right, and we'll go from there. Community Incentive Fund.
Two.
Two.
One.
One. I had absolutely no recollection of what this meant.
Just give it a one. We'll call it good.
Well.
Senator Johnson, this would be the proceeds that went to the city of Astoria for the purpose of their...
It's a fine program. If Astoria and this program were in the same sense...
it's the old Safeway site. That would be the one.
It is one that I would like to revisit, just in terms of... this is an OECDD issue, too. Are we building communities and fixing downtowns, or are we putting people to work and finding housing? I just want to see how these kind of community programs prioritize across your portfolio. So for the purpose of engaging the conversation, I'd put it at a medium.
Three.
Two.
One.
And I'd share with Senator Johnson, I was being facetious in my comments. I think that's one we do want to take a look at. I know in the last legislative session in this committee, good discussion followed around that. On the one.
Okay.
Commission for Voluntary Action and Services.
One.
One.
Two.
Mm-hmm. Two.
Mm-hmm. Two.
Three.
Three. Habitat. Three. On the one. Habitat for Humanity Home Loan Purchase Program.
Two.
One.
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 Three.
One.
Mr. Chairman, if it would help for the time expediency, you might want to think about from Habitat all the way down to the last one. Those are relatively small programs in scale. Not unless there's one that stands out amongst them. I mean, if you were to try to group them for voting, they are really all very small programs.
And I'm assuming they all have a special need. Right. Tied to them. Is there any particular question on line 46 through, say, 53?
No.
I guess my only question would be, as small as they are, mm-hmm, how easily administered are they? I'm just trying to quickly tally up the percentages of FTEs that you have that do this work. Is it any of it that could be amalgamated in another place so that there was less requirement for people administering?
Mr. Chairman, I guess that would beg the question. We'd have to do a little more research to give you an answer back on how you could possibly bring them together, the program.
What I'm going to do, because we have time to get through this, go with 46. Housing Development Account?
Two.
Two.
Two. Two.
Two.
Three.
Two.
And give it a three.
I think, though, Mr. Chair, we're all struggling with exactly the same question, and it gets the worst on line 53 with $1,000.
We've actually had a conversation yesterday afternoon, excuse me, I was trying to say early evening, late afternoon, and I've asked for a little bit of follow-up on each of these and a breakdown to the committee.
Okay.
And so they're coming.
Yeah.
So we need a score.
Three.
Yeah.
Which one are we on, Mr. Chair?
Seek money.
Seek. Housing Development Account.
Two.
Three.
Two.
And then now we're on to seed money advanced loan program.
Two.
Three.
Senator Westland.
Two.
Three.
Five. Again, small, overhead. What's the benefit?
Two.
I have that as a five as well. On these programs, Director, I'd just be prepared to come in and share with us
sure.
how they work. Senator Berger, I'm sorry, did I get your
two?
Two. Okay. Oregon Rural Rehab.
Two.
Two.
Senator Carter.
How prominent is that problem? Because we talked about this last time around, Mr. Chairman. I was just wondering, where are we in terms of doing rehabilitation in rural Oregon?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Carter, this is still, if I remember correctly, a federal program. And we make every effort to use this resource to help facilitate the farm worker programs that we're currently promoting and along with our funds. That this gives them a special set aside of money that they're able to go to use specifically for this activity. Okay. Then they get to match it up with our other program monies.
Okay.
So very few applications can fit this, but the program is small in scale, but we're still doing a lot of farm worker housing. We can give you an idea what that has. The numbers have been over the last few years, if you like.
Great, thank you. I'll do two.
Senator Westland.
Two.
Three.
Again, a five, just because of the scale issue, not because it isn't important.
Right.
Two.
I give it a four. Loan guarantee program.
Two.
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 Three.
A five, scale issue.
Two.
I'm a four. Redevelopment loan program.
Two.
Three.
Two.
Three.
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 Two.
I'm a three. Farm worker housing development account.
Two.
Two.
What number is that?
What number are we
51?
On?
51.
51.
Yeah. Oh. Senator Carter.
Three, please.
Okay.
Two.
Three.
Five. Scale issue.
Two.
I'm a four. Mobile home park purchase program.
Two.
Next question.
Please.
On this, is this for a situation where a group of mobile home owners in a park might be able to buy the park rather than have it be developed and they get thrown out with mobile homes that can't their age?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Richardson, this was set up in 91 through an assessment that was done, a one-time assessment, to allow a pool of money to be available for residents who would like to come together and join in to buy the park.
Right.
And up to this point, we've only ever had one park that we've actually used this with, and that was a park in Scappoose.
It's a very useful program, and the reason that I put a three on it is it's so small.
Right. Yeah. And when this was put together, Mr. Chairman, back in 91, the amount of money probably meant something. In the economy of scales today, what our parks are going for, the amount of money that was set aside would probably not even make a reasonable down payment on what the parks are selling for today.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm going to rate it on priority, not on the money, and it's a one.
Okay.
One.
Carter's a two.
I'm gonna try to stay consistent and say three just because of the scale.
Right.
That's so
you're right.
And I'm saying consistent as a five. And I recognize that my evaluation is not consistent with other members.
I'm saying four because I think it's outused its usefulness. I just don't think that anybody can buy a mobile park today.
I've got it as
on this loan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Energy related homes of Oregon.
Three. Marty's got a two.
Five, just because it makes no sense to me.
Five.
Two.
Five. We still have some medicine. No. Senator Moore, it's on 17 and 18. We need your support.
17 and 18.
Yeah. One would be a loan guarantee program. Loan guarantees.
Farm worker housing tax credit.
Well, I, again, not because of the, it's not important, but the scale issue. If I rate it as a 5, flag it just as a scale concern, and 18 is a 3.
Why? Colleagues, I truly appreciate you rushing through this. We got through them. This is our first cut at it. And in round two is when we're really going to delve into the numbers and begin to take a harder look at the programs and start to take the rankings that you've given us and match those up with the numbers. And at the same time, we'll be working with the department to address those questions that have been flagged and hopefully bring resolution to those issues.
Mr. Chair, would you mind in the closing minutes asking the professional staff to just summarize those issues we're flagging?
You bet.
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, I have flagged item number 10, just needing more detail on the multifamily revenue, items 14 and 15, again, more detail and discussion of coordination with human services, item 20 and 21, more detail needed, 26, 27, needing more detail, items 30, 31, 32 and 33, wanting more information on the coordination with Energy Trust. Item 41, through the end, actually, needed more detail, discussion of partnerships with Human Services or OECD, and scale issues.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions for the folks from Housing and Community Services? I guess if not, unless there's
we made
any
it.
Objection, we're done. Thank you.